Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach. And each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Turning Your First Customer into 10. Now let's dive in. Here's something that blows my mind. Most entrepreneurs celebrate their first sale like they've crossed the finish line, then immediately sprint off hunting for customer number 2, 3, and 4. I see this all the time in my coaching practice, but this is completely backwards thinking that actually kills growth. Your first customer isn't a single transaction. They're your gateway to 10 customers. Let me share some research that'll change how you think about this. Harvard found that referred customers have 18% higher retention rates than customers you acquire through other channels. Yet here's the kicker. 83% of satisfied customers never even get asked for referrals. Think about that. Your first customer already trusts you. They took a risk on an unproven business. That trust is pure gold, and most entrepreneurs leave it sitting on the table. But referrals are just the beginning. First customers are also your feedback goldmine. They provide the most brutally honest product feedback because they took the biggest risk on you. They'll tell you what actually matters, what doesn't, and how your solution really impacts their life. Their language becomes your marketing copy that converts. When they describe your value in their own words, those exact phrases will resonate with your next 9 customers, because they're speaking the same language. Let me tell you about Sarah. She started a custom cake business and landed her first client, a bride who needed a wedding cake. Most bakers would deliver the cake, collect payment, and start hunting for the next wedding. Sarah did something different. She treated that bride like a business partner. She documented everything, photos of the process, the final result, and most importantly, she captured the bride's exact words about the experience. Instead of moving on, Sarah asked the bride for 3 specific referrals. Not, do you know anyone who might need a cake, but which 3 friends do you think would love to work with someone who makes the cake creation process stress-free? She got 2 immediate bookings. Then Sarah used the bride's exact words, Sarah made our dream cake stress-free in all her future marketing. That single wedding client became the foundation for her first 10 customers within 3 months. Here's your framework for turning your first customer into 10. Within 48 hours of delivering to your first customer, ask 2 specific questions. First, what would you tell a friend about working with me? Use their exact words in your future marketing. Second, who do you know that might benefit from this? Get specific names, not generic answers. Create a simple referral system. I recommend 10% discount to the referrer, 10% to the new customer. Document everything about this first customer experience, their initial objections, their decision process, and their results. This becomes your playbook for replicating success with customers 2 through 10. In entrepreneurship, depth beats width every time. Your first customer isn't the beginning of your numbers game. They're the foundation of your growth engine. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.